Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Kind of our go-to. Yep. The writer's block would have went more Teen Wolf. You guys probably would still be on.
Wow. We had that werewolf bar mitzvah song. We played that once in a while. I guess it wasn't enough. It's a song. Ask Chris Gardner about it.
Well, as you heard one night while dining and didn't even realize it, you now know that I had nothing to do with everything.
I did.
And now everybody's now everybody's learning it.
That's a deep tease. We'll tell that story one day.
Yeah.
Maybe
maybe today we'll tell it. Who knows? I don't know. It's not really that big of a deal. Yes, but I am president entitled only.
The brew house doing? You having fun?
Yeah, I really do love it. It's first off, the food is great. And you never know. And it's an awkward spot if the food would have been bad and, you know, I'm associated with it. And on that one, I truly don't have any title. And this one, I just have a title. But the food is really good. And I've got nothing to do with that. But I think that's why it's doing so well. On top of the fact that it's just a really good setup. Steve Stoles, who's my business partner on that, is the one who deserves all the credit. And he Stoles being how he is.
I recommend the salmon.
That's what I like, too, from a healthy standpoint. But Mike Watry, the general manager, Mike Egan, the chef. And the staff is so good, for real. It really is. And restaurants, for every one that succeeds, how many don't? So, going in, you don't have necessarily a great chance just from the likelihood of the thing. But because Steve is such a good guy and so smart and just organized it the right way, whereas you hire the people who have expertise, Junior, the bartender, in their areas, Egan, chef, Watry, GM, and then you get out of their way and let them do what they do. And then because they've done it successfully in the past, they're more apt to give you success. That is how it's worked. It's kind of a simple ABC business.
So you're telling me that if you, you should let people who know what they're doing do what they do?
I'm saying that historically that will give you a better chance of succeeding.
Interesting take. See if it plays out.
It'll be interesting to see how it all works out. Back to you, Steve. Ben Fredrickson is in here because the cat is on the road, and Doug is out with his mother-in-law passed away, so our thoughts are with the Vaughn family. The cat will be out, of course, throughout the course of the baseball season. This is just the way it's always been, and he will be replaced this year while he is out by the great Ben Fredrickson, who is with us today, and it's our first time ever doing a show together, I believe.
It is.
Yeah, how about that?
You called in when I've been in studio, but our first time in the booth together.
Yeah, so it is good to have you here, and I'm looking forward to having you here throughout the course of the season. When the cat's on the road, he's brought to you by Four Seasons Penske Truck. Just look for the yellow truck, the gold truck, actually.
He's made some ripples down at the ball yard already.
The cat has? What's going on?
Fashion ripples.
Wow.
He stepped his game up.
Really?
Opening,
he had a new suit for opening
night.
Day. I knew that.
Oof.
That was a big thing.
It was, we were taking, I was going around the dugout trying to get media guesses on what the material was.
Right.
And then he came back yesterday with, it was like a green and a gray.
I think it was an Augusta thing?
And I believe, we can ask Edmonds to clear this up, but I believe Edmonds had a matching jacket. I mean,
you
Edmonds is a fine dresser,
it.
And I think they might have had the same one.
They planned it out.
Did they plan it?
We'll find out. Edmonds is going to join us here in a matter of moments on the appliance discounter phone line. Send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. And our golf tournament, which we made reference to, coming up on May 12th at Tapawingo National Golf Club, is presented by Michelob Ultra. And anytime we're doing an event with the Ryan Kelly Morning After, it is presented by Bud Select. In this case, it's presented by Michelob Ultra. I can't wait for that. I am really looking forward to it. The one thing that you can't control is the weather. Last year at Normandy, we had outstanding weather. Hopefully, we'll have great weather again. And at this time last year, I wasn't even playing golf, so I didn't play. But I'm looking forward to playing as well.
Have you checked the Farmer's Almanac?
Well, the Farmer's Almanac, let us know if it's going to rain on the 12th. I didn't know it was raining right now.
That's exactly what it's for.
And it's pouring, the Plowhawk. Were you going out there for a smoke break, Plowhawk?
Yeah, I had a little dart, and someone looked at my mullet and drove fast. So
you're standing outside in the rain, smoking a cigarette with a mullet and a mustache, and you were surprised that a car sped off.
Well, I got to go to the Sprint store
today. You're lucky
today.
The police will be showing up here any minute.
Yeah, I got to get a new phone, so it'd be interesting to see the reaction there as well.
You know, I will tell the story. I told you the story about winter warm-up with Chris Gardner, haven't I? Like, we're trying to I forgot for some reason which floor the media room was on. Uh-huh. So you're at the hotel, and like, you're just going around checking doors, or I am. No one stops me. Gardner walks up. We rode together. Gardner walks up and checks one door, and he meets like seven security people to send him like, "Sir, sir, sir, can we help you, sir?" And I was like, "Wow, I think they might have just looked at you and assumed that you were up to no good."
Guy says the cat sucked it up and worn that Cardinal clip-on tie that Iggy gave him. That's from the 314. I don't know if you can spot a clip-on tie. You know, I can't spot a clip-on tie.
Sometimes if you tie a tie well, people assume it's a clip-on, which I think is unfair.
I'm a bad tie tier. Now, I used to wear a suit every day when I did television.
Right.
And now
you
I
had to be
so
good at this.
Rarely.
Did you have them all pre-tied and you just slipped
no,
them
No, it wasn't that bad. That's what you do, Plow. That's what the Plowhawk does. Do you actually have a tie?
I have four ties, nice. All of which have been tied by my dad. actually, they made a didn't make an emergency trip to come tie my tie, but that was one of the perks of them coming down would be
the
getting
tie
a
your
tie.
And
YouTube is your friend, man. They even have the ones like you can show you how to do it looking in the mirror.
I know
that's how I learned.
I know the thin tie is in vogue, but I'm a fat knot guy. I'm a fat knot guy is what I am.
Double Windsor,
yeah,
is that what they call it?
But I can't do it. So mine, much like my head, my knots are always lopsided. So it's an
you
absolute
tilt your head
mess.
To the opposite
tilt
way.
My head. Yeah, that way I balance out my lopsided tie. Then I counter that with a lopsided head, and it works out beautifully.
You can always do the presidential approach of taping the back to the to the back so it doesn't blow out the side. Scotch tape.
I saw that strategy.
Power move.
That's impressive. Yeah, Mike.
Oh.
Hello again, everybody.
Oh.
Hello again, everybody.
Hello.
Hello again, everybody. And there that was. Ben, welcome to the show. This is what goes on.
I guess Doug's not here. What's the point? You know, right? Can we get Doug to call in so Mike can call back?
Yeah, Mike only talks to Doug. And if he doesn't hear Doug, I guess he doesn't chime in. Guys, Iggy has nothing to hang his head about, except he has no idea what he's talking about and is a little creepy.
Iggy wanted us to clear that up.
He
actually saw none of the people
he said
here's
what's going on right now. Now the Seamaster's on with Edmonds right now, who's about to join us to talk about the magic that was this Cardinals-Red series, and we'll be talking about it for years. But Iggy had to leave the Gateway Buick GMC studios because he's recording an interview with the great Jenna Elfman, who, if I'm not mistaken, played the role of Dharma on Dharma and Greg 20 years ago.
Wow, yes.
Yeah, so that's what he's doing right now. But he said, when you guys come back from break, could you let the audience know that I did not see Rory McIlroy?
Who would have been 12?
Yeah, I saw Camilo Villegas, who I believe wound
happens,
up winning that.
You know, a lot of people get them confused.
Yes, so he would like to issue an apology that it was the wrong tournament and the wrong and the wrong golfer. Because honestly, I was thinking,
are we sure it was Cafe Napoli and not? Like,
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it could have been like the Chili's off of Highway K. I don't know, but I just know that Iggy wanted us to issue that apology, and he's not available to do it himself because he's interviewing Jenna Elfman. I'm playing a game of Mad Libs once again. Let's see, Tim. I'd be more than happy to tie the double Windsor knot in your ties for you. Thank
that's
you.
Nice.
That's from the 3-1-4. I don't really wear ties anymore though, so I don't need it. But thank you. What grown-ass man? Oh, this is one of the angry guys.
Is he mad that people don't know how to tie a tie?
No, it's kind of...
Oh, okay.
Tim, your tie knots are the bee's knees. That's from Mr. Nipples, and he put a little bee emoji there. That's a nice gesture. Hey, look, everybody. It's friend of the show, Jim Edmonds. Good
naked
morning, Jim.
Bodies.
What's up, Jim?
Not a whole lot. What's going on?
How was the weekend of Cardinal baseball? Back in the chair again of color commentary.
It was good. I first want to say that it's really nice to know that your show hasn't changed one bit while I was listening to it while I was on hold.
Thank you, sir.
It's still stupid.
It's still stupid as can be. It's still stupid as can be, that's for sure.
Cardinal baseball was good. Obviously, you know, for most fans, we would like a better result. But I'm having a good time trying to get better at my new job. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, the this is your second year in the booth with Dan McLaughlin. And listeners really enjoyed having you in there. How many games are you doing this year?
Right now, about 40.
Wow.
Give or take a few. I think that's what I ended up with last year. Unfortunately, last year Al was down for a few games. I think he pushed me up into almost the 40 range. But excited, wanted to do a little bit more this year. But 40 is a good combination of that and pre- and post-game a few times. But, you know, it'll be fun.
How is it working with Danny Mack? Because you guys seem to have a good on-air chemistry. I love
good rapport,
seeing Danny
good
Mack
chemistry
on the ball here. But it's different when you're on air live. You guys seem to have seem to hit it off pretty well.
You know what? He is crazy, crazy out of his stinking mind. So much fun. It's so amazing to sit up there and watch and listen. And he just carries me and carries the show. And you know, I was fortunate enough to work with Pat Parris, and he helped me get through some of the beginning growing pains. But Danny's like the most unbelievable talented broadcaster I've ever even been around. It's pretty funny because I'll let some of my friends come up in the booth, and they'll stand around, and they can't believe how much is really going on up there and what he does while even being distracted at times or having to read or do a promo or people over his shoulder, people in your ear. So he has been so amazing to me. It's been a lot of fun to kind of get to learn the other side of this this crazy world.
Jim Edmonds, our guest here on the Appliance Discounter phone lines, and we're talking it over regarding the Cardinal weekend that was. Dexter Fowler off to a slow start, and I know that's not, of course, what he wanted to do in his first six games with his new team. Did you get a chance to did you know him going into the season at all, Jim?
No, I did not. I mean, obviously watched,
right,
like everyone else, probably a little bit less than everyone else, but I mean, he looks like he's good. I mean, it just, you know, they ran into some tough pitching, they didn't have any luck, and sometimes when you have a slow start, that's just the way it goes. But hopefully he'll be the Dexter Fowler that we know and love from afar. But I think he'll be fine. I think all these guys will be fine. The bats are a little cold right now, and sometimes teams in general put a lot of pressure on themselves to start off hot for the new year when, you know, I was saying yesterday on air that you just really got to take the same approach. You know, game one in opening day is basically game 32, 33. These guys have been playing for 4 or 5 weeks. So try not to put too much pressure on yourself just because it's a new city and a new game.
The Cardinals only managed to win two of their first six at home, but part of that, I think, can be attributed to the fact that Stephen Piscotty only started three of those games. He had the concussion-like symptoms after Javier Baez hit him in the head with an errant throw, and then he had a knee, banged-up knee after a slide and didn't start yesterday, which has led to, obviously, the biggest discussion in town right now about Matt Adams playing in left field. This probably goes away. I think Piscotty will come back and be the regular starter moving forward. The Cardinals will have the outfield they want out there. What do you make so far of Matt Adams in left, and do you think that's going to be the move if the Cardinals need a reserve outfielder to come in at this point during the season?
Yeah, I think Piscotty being out can hurt a little bit. It's not awful. I mean, they have plenty of guys that can play, Matt Adams being one of them. But, you know, that Jose Martinez is going to be amazing, too. I can't wait to see him get some at-bats. And I think they got a talented team. It's just continuity of a team takes a little bit of time, especially there's a few new pieces out there. You know, I think that even just having Matt Adams out there makes people nervous. I think he did a really good job. I actually just got in the car a few minutes ago, and I'm in a like so-called rental car, and I don't know what station it was on, but they were talking sports radio, and this guy was trying to bash Matt Adams because, you know, I think he's made all the routine plays and done everything he could, and then I'm hearing old StatCast said that 95% of the ball players in the league would have caught that ball. I don't see any ball that he didn't catch that should have been caught, so I think he did a really good job. I actually went down the other day and told him, I said, you're doing great. Don't do anything different. Just catch the routine ball and throw the ball to the cutoff man when you have to. So I think he's a fine option right now for left field. And like I said, Jose Martinez is going to be another good option to this team too.
I think it's not so much the StatCast stuff, and I don't know how they always come up with that. He has made, the balls that are hit right to him, he has caught. It might not look like a guy who's been playing outfield his whole life because he hasn't. I mean, I think he said at spring training the last time he played outfield, if ever, would have been when he was in Little League. So I think it's impressive that he's even put himself in a spot to be out there. I guess the question would be, I guess the gamble that you're playing there is that you hope his offense is powerful enough and is game-changing enough that he overweighs any defensive liability that he might have out there on a play that, it would take a Randall Grichuk maybe to make.
Well, first of all, I think the power is going to be there. I think getting him comfortable. I think the hard thing to do is for him is when he's playing defense, the offense might struggle a little bit at the beginning because he's putting so much effort into being out there mentally on the defensive side. And I see sometimes when guys get pushed around, they struggle a little bit at the plate for a while. So if he doesn't do that, he's going to be fine. And you know what? Defense isn't really a premium in the big leagues anymore. So I don't really know what people expect because most guys don't play defense anyways.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm just curious. I've heard people say different things. You talk to Claves, and he always says flag day is the day you feel like you have a good grip
that was
on a team. As a player, was there a point in season or did it differ year to year when you felt like, okay, now I know what we're made of this year, what our strengths and weaknesses are, what we have to watch out for, things like that?
You know what? I don't really know as a team that you ever really know the characteristics of a team until the end of the year. I mean, I think that a couple years ago when the Cardinals had all their injuries and people just kept waiting for them to fall on their face and they never did. Well, you really didn't know what they were made of until the end of the year and they were in the playoffs and they ran, a full 40-man roster out there for the entire year. And last year they just didn't play as well as they should have. And so you wait to the end of the year and like, wow, that was a little more disappointing than I thought. So other than when you just really hit a stride and start running away with the division, I think you just never know what you're going to get. Hopefully, I always went on when the weather warmed up as a hitter. You knew you were ready to go, and you better be ready to go. So they had some nice weather this weekend, and it didn't work out. But now they're going to go into the cold, so they might completely rearrange what my normal thought process is. So you just never know. I think that you just have to give, and what we don't do in this city is give our teams enough time to blend and wait and be patient, because really only matters if you get into the playoffs. And that doesn't happen until the very end of the season.
Jim Edmonds, our guest here on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. You are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS. How is the young tyke doing?
She is doing amazing. And the kids are doing amazing. I had the middle ones in the booth last night. And
Landon and Sutton were in?
Landon and Sutton, I put a picture of them on Instagram. They were my little helpers yesterday. And they love it. The baby's doing great. They're out in California right now. I'm going out there tomorrow. But everything's going good. Family's doing good. Mama's doing good. And we're just happy everyone's healthy.
God bless America. Nothing wrong with that. Good to hear from you, sir. Thanks for dropping by the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Jim Edmonds with us here on the Appliance Discounter phone lines, chiming in as he was on the call this weekend of the Cardinals and the Reds. Cardinals head to Washington tonight. Adam Wainwright on the mound. Not necessarily an easy way to pick things up. Not really an easy way to start the season when two of your first three series against two teams that many have playing in the NLCS.
Yeah, that's
tough. Then you get the Reds in the middle, and you'd like to think, okay, I'll take at least two or three there.
Right, but they played the Cardinals well, especially these past few series. I mean, I don't know what it is. They bring their best game against St. Louis, and it showed again that I think one of the biggest disappointing things to me about the whole spread there, and I'm willing to say, look, if Piscotty's going to only start three games because he's hurt, I think that's a significant thing you can't overlook. I mean, the guy's probably going to wind up being your cleanup hitter if he hits his capability, and he's an everyday starter in a defensive plus in right field. So I'm willing to say, all right, let's see how this road trip pans out before we all freak out. But I'll say this: it was disappointing, I think, for Mike Leake. because he pitched so well.
Right.
And we spent all, basically last year, you can describe last year as Mike Leake. A guy goes out there, does his job as a ground ball pitcher. The defense lets him down. He looks like he has a terrible year when you look at his ERA and his record. You look at everything else, and some of them was, he was at career best. Ground ball rate, everything struck more guys out. You know, he was his fielding independent pitching was one of his career best. I mean, so to see what happened with him was disappointing because he had an outstanding game, and they weren't able to get a win for him. The defense, I'm still going to put a question mark on it. I know they've spent a lot of time on it, but right now there are some concerns.
It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After here on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HT2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Send your emails in. Hot Shots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So, Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. Harry's knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory. And by taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price, just $2 a blade, compared to the $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. Great news! Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades, they're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes Truman Set Ergonomic Handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's an $18 value for you to try, but this offer is only available for our listeners if you use the promo code InsideSTL at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. It's an $18 value for free. Just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter promo code InsideSTL at checkout. That's harrys.com, promo code InsideSTL. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. And we welcome to the program a number of sponsors, and I am welcoming to my home Elysium Restoration and Design. We are finishing our basement with Elysium Restoration and Design. So you can tell how much I think of them because I am actually using them. Elysium Restoration and Design has the highest quality craftsmen with more than 15 years of experience with bathroom remodels, kitchens, basements, additions, windows, doors, and flooring. And they can do all of this while podcasting like the Dickens. They are loyal listeners. They do custom builds like built-in bookshelving, entertainment centers, or added crown molding. They also do office facelifts and tenant buildouts for commercial spaces. Visit ERDSTL.com or Facebook.com/ERDSTL to see some of their amazing work. Elysium Restoration and Design. Trust is one of the things we build well, and it is who I am using to finish our basement at our home. So there you go. It's Elysium Restoration and Design. The Rammies making news because that's what the Rammies
no,
do.
What now?
NFL personnel department changes are fairly common in the spring, mainly because the scouting calendar does not end in the regular season as it does with coaches, but instead continues through the draft. That's why the Rams' moves are somewhat unusual. With the draft less than 3 weeks away, the Los Angeles Rams have parted with 4 scouts. Jason Lock on 4 of CBS first reported Sunday that Ran Carthon was among the dismissals on Saturday. Neil Stratton of the Inside the League first reported that 4 Rams scouts were let go, following it with Sunday's full list. Much of the club's legwork for the draft's already done. Pro days are over. Draft boards are all but set. Moving on from these scouts now may assist their job search, although most jobs elsewhere won't become officially available until May. Carthon was the Rams' director of pro personnel the last 5 seasons. The ex-Florida running back also worked with Les Snead for 5 years.
Is Les Snead still there?
He is still there.
How does that happen?
Him and Demoff are still there.
How is he holding on?
Him and Demoff are still there.
I've heard like this story about Les Snead that he apparently lives like pretty good distance from the facility. And in L.A., like if you're not within a 5-mile radius, it takes you forever to get there. So he's just like never there. Maybe he's just forgetting, you know, hoping people don't realize he's still around.
I was surprised he lasted through last year.
Yeah, but I think maybe they forgot that he's on the payroll, which might have happened with these guys. Perhaps these guys were just like, didn't move and were just seeing how long the paychecks would roll in.
Yeah, and then here's what they
is it that hard to be a scout for the Rams?
Not necessarily.
Did he play in the SEC? Move him up. Yeah. Is he from Auburn? Move him up.
Move him up even more.
Any character concerns? Move him up.
So it's odd timing, but then again, it's the fighting Rammy. And then there was this. We watched it last week, but nobody knew what the reason was. When Coastal Carolina and we don't talk a whole lot of Coastal Carolina here on the show, but Coastal Carolina dismissed their entire cheerleading staff, cheerleaders, whatever you would call it, the actual cheerleaders from the university. And now we have the knowledge per the New York Post as to what was doing.
Is this like a Jason Hayward story, or is this a legit story?
It's in the New York Post now. I don't know.
That's where the Hayward story came from, remember?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Several cheerleaders at Coastal Carolina University worked as strippers and escorts, sometimes receiving up to $1,500 in cash or in gifts like clothes, shoes, and designer handbags for accompanying men on dates arranged through a website.
Hmm.
The university, and that's according to an open records request. So
that's journalism.
That's legit.
That's Big J journalism.
That's Big J journalism. The university's entire cheerleading team was suspended indefinitely last week after allegations surfaced. Members of the squad were involved in a prostitution ring, bought booze from minors, and paid others to do their coursework. Details of the college's ongoing investigation were revealed Thursday following an open records request filed by Deadspin and other local outlets. The investigation confirmed the cheerleaders were paid between $100 and $1,500 per date. It's a wide delta.
No kidding.
They also received gifts from the men known as sugar daddies, but there is no evidence any of the women had sex for money. Getting paid to go on a date is not illegal, and the report makes no mention of an ongoing criminal investigation. Quote, through interviews conducted with former and current CCU cheerleaders, my investigation revealed some of the allegations in the letter were true. I'm an investigator for the college's Department of Public Safety. The girls did not use their real names and worked through a website called SeekingArrangements.com.
Subtle.
Yeah. The one cheerleader said she went on a shopping date and received shoes, clothes, and a Michael Kors purse. Another admitted working as a shot girl at a strip club in Myrtle Beach. And being offered
just
a shot
serving.
Girl.
Yeah, come on.
$800 to escort a man to New York Prime Steakhouse. My investigation also revealed that as of a few days ago, potential dates from SeekingArrangements.com were attempting to communicate and arrange further escorts. The investigation also uncovered a group text sent among the cheerleaders on March 28th referencing the ongoing investigation and urging team members to delete the Seeking Arrangement app from their phones. The investigator interviewed six current cheerleaders that same day, including one who admitted sending a text message encouraging teammates to remove the app from their phones.
So you send the text encouraging people to delete the app from your phones, but you don't delete the text encouraging people to delete the app.
Yeah, that shipped her.
Phone.
That shipped her. They are continuing.
You know, the NCAA has just got to stop getting in the way of these students who are trying to profit, these student athletes who are trying to profit. This is really just, I'm going to write a think piece about this.
You're a think piece.
Blame the NCAA for this.
Iggy, how are things with Jenna Elfman? A lot of our audience wanted to know what she's up to.
A new show on ABC called Imaginary Mary.
Imagine, what's that about?
Well, she's at nursing the show. It's she plays a businesswoman who...
You interviewed her and you've never seen
that's the kind
show.
Of the move on these audio postcards. It's
yeah, you like just, a, you kind of get through what she's promoting and then get to the other stuff.
And what was the other stuff this time?
Well, Darman Greg and some other stuff that she's been doing. You know, she toured with ZZ Top as one of the Legs girls.
I did not know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, back in 94, I think.
Well, we got to be careful about the years with you.
Yes, we do. 2001, 1994,
and
something like that.
And you do want to apologize. It was not Rory McIlroy.
It was, now that I refresh my memory, it was Camellia Vijayas.
Who won?
Who was another stud.
But he's I knew a stud?
Well, back then. Yeah, he's stud. I haven't seen him in a while, but my God, he was like a chick.
Wasn't he known as Spider-Man?
Chick Magnet back in the day. Yeah, he got down for the to read a putt, like on both his hands and his leg in the air. And yeah, I didn't meet either of them. I just know I was in the bar, and then they're all crowded around the bar. I got the name of the tournament wrong. I got the player at the hanging out with Sergio wrong, but it was the right premise. So Jenna is doing this show, and so we talked other things. She's always bubbly. I always like talking to her. This is my third time interviewing her.
Did she say hi, Iggy?
No, she didn't. She was very good morning. But no, I got no Iggy out of her.
Trad. Tim, did they catch a sugar daddy that was orange, leathery, creepy, and wearing a Lady Gaga shirt? Thanks. That's from Mae Young's newborn hand. This Mae Young's newborn hand has become a real force in the text inbox. Over under on how many fan pinners just checked out that website, seekingarrangements.com. It's now 5,000 and a half.
Traffic is going through the roof.
I've been waiting for something to kill Ben Fred about. Finally, he gave me something. The Hayward story was the New York Daily Mail. Is there a New York Daily Mail?
No.
There's a New York Daily News.
I'm going to push back on that. It was the New York Post.
Was it?
I'm
going to
find it right now.
And that's where they claimed. When you say Hayward story, is that where they claimed
that he
someone
heard,
yelled N bombs?
Yes.
That I have to tell you, that legitimately pissed me off.
Sure.
That legitimately pissed me off.
Jason Hayward allegedly hit with racial taunts in NY Daily News. Wait.
Damn it. Yeah, you were wrong. But this person was wrong, too. Nobody's right. That's our show. No one is ever right.
The Daily Mail is
UK. DailyMail.com.
The Guardian or something like that. Yeah, get out of here with that.
UK with the Daily Mail.
So they made up that he heard
New York Daily News. I apologize to the Post.
But they didn't even talk to Hayward about it, right?
No, they just ripped it from a tweet, like two tweets about the broadcast. And then it was everywhere.
God.
I mean, out of all the things, I mean, St. Louis can get ripped for a lot of things,
yes,
a lot of racially insensitive things.
Stand
but
up
to make something up,
and that the Jason Hayward on the field would be able to hear it, and then nobody else around.
And here's the thing, fact that it was on a legitimate, I use that word somewhat loosely, legitimate paper's website, and the paper would say, well, you know, we have web content producers who are not really part of the people. Well, no, it's under your there's a difference between seeing that on a random site and seeing that on the Daily News.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to not have an apology. I mean, we can go down. I don't want to go down
a
journalism ethics rant, but
they did issue an apology. Am I wrong on that? I guess I might
be wrong. Well, if they did, three people saw it. I mean, the story goes
right
viral nuts,
absolutely.
And the apology sees, you know, two people pay attention to it. If they did, I apologize. I missed it if they did, but it just seems to me like that was nuts.
Iggy is an older, weathered timber fake, just loves talking to D-list celebs to feel important. Tell Duffner hello, by the way. You're friends with Duffner?
Never said I was friends with him. Said I introduced him on the first tee, and we had a couple of beers.
That's right.
Never said I was friends with him. Get that out of the way. And I'm not timber fake. I actually interview the people. I don't run up and get a picture with them at an airport or a hotel.
Iggy, does refreshing your memory mean looking at Wikipedia on who won the tournament? That's from Mark Muldoon.
No, you refresh my memory by saying BMW. And if you listen to that, I also mentioned Jay Williamson. So I knew it wasn't 2001. It was Jay Williamson got into the top 60 to get into that tournament.
Yeah, that's right. How did he do that week?
Started off fairly well, but then I think he faltered because I watched him the first five or six holes, and I had a photo badge. And again, I get into these people that volunteer. You're a volunteer. Just shut up. Don't tell me what to do. So I have a photo badge.
Put that off, Plowwild.
I have a photo badge so I can get inside the ropes. I mean, I can't walk up to the green, but I can walk. I can get underneath the rope and walk in front of the people who are behind the rope. So I was following Jay the first four holes, and somebody, excuse me, you need to get under the rope. I said, no, I don't. I got a photo badge. What does that mean? Well, you're a volunteer. You should know. Well, you're going to have to get out under the rope. I said, no, I don't. So then she started following me, yelling at me, and I said, they're on the green putting. Shut up. Hold your quiet sign in front of your own face.
You were sideways with people out of, thank you, Ben. You were sideways with people out of Belle Reve.
I'm always sideways with the people that
the man,
hold the
just
sign.
The man.
Yeah.
I remember caddying in the LPGA, and I don't know what hole we were on, but we were getting ready to tee off, and there was some noise, and I just kind of stopped Erica Wyckoff, who I was I said, Erica, hold up. I said, you need to be quiet. She goes, and then she turns, she goes, quiet, please. I go, no, not them, you. You're moving around back there. You, quiet, please, shut up. So I have a thing with these volunteers that think they own the course, and you get a free shirt and you get to keep the quiet sign. That's what you get out of it.
Well, you get an experience and a chance to see the golfers up close and personal.
Make yourself feel important.
Make lasting connections with the media members that you encounter.
Iggy, you have nothing to hang your head about.
pick me up.
Except I was wrong about the tournament. I was wrong about the player. And you gave away the...
Have any other people who, media wranglers offended you over the years who you just want to get it off your chest?
Guys, does Iggy ever have a story where he ends up being the one in the wrong? That's from Steve. And, Iggy must hate most sports talk radio hosts. Brokering time qualifies as volunteering, right? That's from the Dogtown Astro. That actually, I have to say, is incorrect. Now, ideally, said brokered host would be able to sell advertising, and therefore that's how you make money. By definition, Inside STL was brokering time.
Yeah.
But
you were making money.
There are, at times, as the cat says, stars who have radio shows but don't necessarily have advertisers.
And they would be considered volunteers. They're volunteering.
So by definition, I would yield on that
point. Yeah, someone who had once had a show that got no advertising, I can say that it's not volunteering.
They're a volunteer, but they didn't get a shirt unless, you know, and a sign. So the volunteers at Golf Termers were doing better than the volunteers on the air.
You said you knew him very well, you old turd. Don't backpedal. Justin in Columbia. I don't know what he's talking about.
I did not say I knew Jason Duffer very well. I said I know him. We actually hung out after a round in Springfield. I never said I... You could go up today and say, remember Iggy? Who? He's not going to know me. One night in a bar having a few cocktails? So, I never said I know him well.
Iggy continues to say he doesn't care about the texters, yet continues to respond to every texter who rips him. That's from the St. Francis Fanny Slapper.
That doesn't mean I care. I just, you ask something or you say something that's false, and I just respond to you. That doesn't mean I care.
I'm sure those volunteers got Iggy hired for not banging them. That's from the 314.
And some of them I find funny. Most of them are funny, but if you say something that's false, I will answer it. I'm not going to sit here and look like an idiot.
Ben Fred is so smart and reasoned in what he says. It's like there are two Timmys in the studio. That's from Timmy Tom Tom. Seems like text of the day material. Now, Doug would gong that, but
let me get that.
You're going to gong it? Danny Schwartz.
I don't actually want to gong it because I kind of liked it. Yeah.
There you go. Then you give it one of those. That's how it works. Plow Wild, you got the name Plow Hawk from picking the Blackhawks in the first round last year.
Wow. How'd that work out, Plowsy?
Yeah.
Not well.
So where are you going this year?
I think I'm going to go to the same strategy. I think I'm going to get Wild in six.
Mm.
You're a Blues fan.
This is if I was betting. I obviously
pick
want
with them. Your heart.
This is my honest opinion, though. Wild in six, I think that's the prediction.
Who do you like to win the cup? Caps?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say probably the Capitals. They have a little bit of an easier road to get, to get to the Stanley Cup. So I would say them or the Blackhawks.
Yeah,
probably
I think honestly, I would pick the Blackhawks as total chalk. But that's how I feel. The Capitals have postseason issues historically, so maybe they'll ride it this year. But that
it is the year of the people with issues. Cubs.
The only
Cavs,
one that didn't have that
Sergio
was the Penguins last year. That was the only one that kind of fit in.
Yeah,
and. But when you look at the NBA, Major League Baseball, the Patriots winning, I suppose, but it was a 28-3 overcoming, and then Sergio. I truly would pick the Blues. I truly would pick the Blues. I really, and that's not, I don't have to, not working for any affiliate or have to go down to the locker room. And
not even a member of the Blues Lounge, are you?
I'm essentially a pervert who has a radio show on what is considered a sports talk radio station. That's essentially my job title. But I would pick the Blues. It's actually, part one is about the way Jake Allen's been playing. But I think part two, and I would actually give greater weight to it, is the Minnesota Wild's just been a mess. And we saw a couple of years ago, the Blues, for as great as they were for the vast majority of the regular season, they got into the postseason and they were on a slide, and it did carry over into the postseason. And so I just don't know if Minnesota is going to be able to flip the proverbial switch. The hockey playoffs, though, it's just so random that it's really difficult to pick. Plowsy sounds like he likes to poke the beehive and be oppositional to all things St. Louis. That's from Ben Fred's buddy room.
I mean, Minnesota has the home ice. They're a better team all year. I mean, that's not going out on a limb. Just poke the beehive. I'm a huge Blues fan. But yeah, from my honest assessment, I think the Wild are a bad matchup in general with the Blues. I mean, a little bit less so this year than last year, as we have a little bit more speed. And if Stastny plays maybe game three or game four, maybe it's a difference maker. But I still have Minnesota. I think they're just the better team. Not saying the Blues don't have a chance, or not saying I'm not a fan. I just... honest opinion.
I'm not buying the Blues like winning it for Yo, but I will buy the fact that Yo should know that team as well as anyone, and he should know, like, it's like coaching basketball. Like, you know which guy can't dribble to his left. Like, he should have an advantage there. I would think a lot of those players played for him.
I think since you got kicked out of the Blues Lounge, you want to go after and make those
people.
Ooh,
that's a good take. That's a good read.
Yeah, but I don't. My buddies who are also friends of the show, listeners of the show, texters of the show that are Blues fans aren't Blues Lounge. I mean, that's a small sector.
You're telling me that not every Blues fan is in the Lounge?
A lot of them are, though.
How is the other lounge doing? Isn't that the one that Doug Vaughn's son started?
I think we got a few hundred in there.
A few hundred strong?
It's nothing about the Blues, though. That's the funny part. It's just like
it's basically a fan page spinoff. Goodness.
Hey, Ryan Kelly's the title sponsor of this radio program, and we are grateful for his support. Everybody knows when you want the lowest mortgage rate at the best loan, you go to Ryan Kelly and the home loan expert, but I've seen firsthand how there is much more to these guys and just getting you the best deal. They love to give back to so many charities, and that is the truth. This guy, he is so charitable, and you have seen it firsthand with our station and the fight a couple months ago. And also, we've seen it with the Friends of Kids with Cancer donations, SSM Cardinal Glennon, Backstoppers, Catherine Cares, and St. Patrick's Center. The list goes on and on. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com. That's 314-781-9700. Ryan Kelly, the title sponsor of this show for years and years and years. I think it's like 6 or 7 years at this point. Ryan Kelly, the title sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. JMH Law Firm and attorney Joe Harvath providing passionate and aggressive criminal representation at reasonable rates. If you've been charged with a felony, misdemeanor, or traffic offense, you better go to needalawyerstl.com. Traffic ticket, DUI, personal injury, you better go to needalawyerstl.com. Drug possession or even murder, you better go to needalawyerstl.com. Got caught stealing breakfast from a hotel you aren't staying at? You better go to needalawyerstl.com. If you drove your whip without a license or if you broke into a house for a midday recreational, you better go to needalawyerstl.com or call 314-827-6222. 314-827-6222 for JMH Law and attorney Joe Harvath with offices in St. Charles and Webster Groves. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements. You know what it's time for now? I'll tell you what it's time for now. It's time for the Hot Shots email of the day. A Lemmings lunch is on the line.
It's a lot. Heavy stack.
It's a Hot Shots. Yeah, here we go. Well, boys, after attending the latest TMA Live event and waking up in a puddle of urine, White Castle boxes, and shame, I've decided life really is about perspective. The glass half-full crowd would say, hey, you got to attend a high society event, including trivia, poetry, and light comedy, emceed by multi-Emmy-winning local journalists. The glass half-empty folks would say you attended a drunken Hoosier Fest, including trivia no one knew the answers to, poetry that included references to butt-slamming a 50-something sports journo, and the evening ended with two senior citizens wrestling at the foot of the dais, nearly taking out thousands of dollars of equipment. I'm more of a glass half-empty kind of guy, and this Lemming wouldn't have it any other way. Great times once again. That's from Neil Allen, Craig Paquette, Poet Laureate. Yeah, and won the Biff Poetry Slam. Neil Allen, Craig Paquette. Biff and Big Al began wrestling around.
Arm wrestling or real wrestling?
No, real wrestling.
Oh, no.
Three different times. And then you knew they were going to fall over and knock something over. And then sure enough, that happened.
Yeah, I had to get out of the way. It looked like two guys tripping.
Oh, that was the most embarrassing thing. And then how many times does your own forehead get cut by your crucifix during a man-on-man scrap?
Clip that off. Guys, Plops here. What a beautiful weekend. I took advantage of the nice weather and went out cruising for some sod bod. That's what you call those sweaty, shirtless, ethnic gentlemen cutting the lawns. There's one thing those guys want on a sunny 80-degree day. It's the D. I lure them over to my car with the promise of some cold drinks and fellowship. Three sips in and we're making babies on the back of a zero-turn Toro. Booyah. For reals, though, I was at the Blues game yesterday. Thanks, Misty Plops. Misty Plops. Morning, fellas. So after the conversation with Jay, I got to thinking to myself about the toughest holes in St. Louis, whether it be 18 at the Rock or number 12 at Tapawingo. But hands down, the toughest hole has to be Ben Fred's number 2 hole.
All
this
right.
Guy has had me stuck in the friend zone since he came back to the STL. XOXO, that's from the hipster Tower Grove South. You're getting baptized into the show. These guys have nowhere to vent their homoerotic emails, and so it's going to be you.
This is what happens when Doug is not
that's
here.
That's right. Howdy. I know the real reason there is an 8:30 start time for the Blues and Wild on Wednesday. Pre-game Minneapolis is unveiling a Lou Grant statue next to Mary Tyler Moore. Like the iconic image of Mary throwing her hat in the air, this bronze sculpture captures Lou in a frumpled suit tugging on a bottle of scotch. Ed Asner was supposed to be there for the commemoration, but at the last minute he got called to film a bit part in an upcoming episode of Supergirl on the CW. That comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. Hey guys, now that the Masters is behind us, I think there is a burning question on everyone's mind. No, it isn't whether or not Sergio can take this momentum in the next major. No, it isn't how Justin Rose will respond from the tough defeat. It is, what will Sergio serve for dinner at next year's Masters? Who better to ask than insider Iggy? I'm sure he got to know Sergio just like he got to know Jason Duffner. By got to know, I mean Iggy yelled, nice shot. It's Sergio while watching the Masters on TV at home by himself with a stack of Playboy issues going back 45 years to his left and a cardboard cutout of Lady Gaga to his right. You freaking creep. Forever and always, that's from Mae Young's newborn hand. Iggy, do you want to respond to Mae Young's
newborn I think hand? That's funny. If I was voting, I would vote for that.
Hey, guys, you are voting now because there's just two of us here, so you get a vote, and then the Plowhawk will maintain his right as Speaker of the House. Hey, guys, I could be wrong, but I remember time back in 1990 when I ponied up at O.B. Clark's with Alex Petrangelo after a Blues playoff game. Wait, I could be wrong. Maybe that was the wrong year. Maybe that's not the right bar. Oh, wait, he wasn't born yet? Maybe it was Al MacInnis. Wait, he didn't come to the Blues until 94. Well, it was a Blues defenseman at some bar in St. Louis. Sorry, I'll keep making up stories and say I could be wrong. Thanks, that's from Craig, the CPA.
I didn't make anything up.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to meet Tim. To me, it was better than meeting the President of the United States. Even before I first wandered into St. Louis Hills looking for an after-school job, I knew he was awesome. Being a lemming is where I belong. To me, it meant being somebody in a neighborhood that was full of nobodies. He wasn't like anybody else. I mean, he did whatever he wanted. He double-parked his Huffy in front of the hydrant at St. Gabe's, and nobody ever gave him a ticket. In the summer when he played cards all night, nobody ever called the cops. Thanks, Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man. You're gonging. You're gonging, I noticed, Ben Fred. Danny Schwartz Insurance Agency. Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Men. Well, my radio is officially fried. The amount of hot takes this morning was too much. My radio can only handle so much sports talk followed by the hottest of hot takes. Hoxie really brought it today. He's one of the best in the biz. Or wait, was it Goulden today? Or was it the other dude from the writer's block? I don't know and I don't care. I'm just kidding, Ben Fred. You're cool in my book, brah. A lot cooler than this Brett Cecil guy we got from Canada. Dude sucks. Thanks, white collar gangster. Not high on Brett Cecil.
Not a great debut for the Cease.
And then he bolted like the wind out of the clubhouse.
Yeah,
that didn't
play
well.
He did say he wanted to get home to his kids. That's the best thing to say if you're going to have to go back the next morning and fess up.
Guys, did I ever tell you about the time I saw Jenna Jameson and Dave Grohl sucking face at Cafe Napoli in Augusta, Georgia, right after the Masters, and then Sam Snead, Jordan Spieth, and Bob Costas walked in? No, wait, it was Jenna Elfman with Dave Navarro sucking face after the Free Dome opened at Salt and Smoke, and the golfers were Jay Jr. and Cucky. And it wasn't Costas, it was Tim. That's from The Creeper.
I sense a theme here.
Yeah, it does. All you got to, if you just give an inch to the emailers and texters, they will take everything. Ben Fred, I don't think you praised Tim enough today. Tim is cool. Tim is hot. Tim is rewarding. Why don't you be those things? Cardinals need a sports writer from the Post-Dispatch to hold them accountable. Get out that quill and write some journalism words, why don't you? By the way, did you touch Doug's seats? Did it smell of daddy butter? Did the cat smell kosher to you? Anyway, had fun on that other show we did a few months ago. That's from Chris Gardner's Virginia Slims.
He smokes Newports.
Is that what he's smoking?
Yes. Newports? Mm-hmm.
And finally, during the 2006 Masters Saturday, I was taking a recreational with Colin Montgomery and Jesper Parnevik at Cafe Napoli. Monty asks, in the Michael shoots up the restaurant scene, when he went to the restroom, did anyone else notice there was an onion ring on the flush handle? No, Monty, it was some bruschetta, replied Jesper. After that, we all wiped up and watched some Courting Alex starring Jenna Elfman, A Weekend for the Ages. It's from the anonymous Carlos Danger, and that's what we have in the Hot Shots email of the day. What you got? Iggy, you do get a vote. You do get a vote.
Yeah, three of them were the same. But I think Mae Young was a little bit better than Creeper, so I'm going to go with Mae Young's hand.
Ben Fred, a vote for you, sir.
I liked Craig the CPA, but I felt like Mae Young was the one who really started the
trend.
And that's why it was the strongest, so I'm going to go Mae Young.
Mae Young's newborn hand, it would have been unanimous. Congratulations to Mae Young's newborn hand. You have shipped a free Lemmings lunch to Hot Shots for our Hot Shots email of the day. Hot Shots, home of TMA Live, and we will be at Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois, Jack. In mid-May, here about a month and a week from now. Frank Cusimano is up next with the Lion's Choice, famous roast beef handoff. Frank Cusimano coming in. Looking forward to getting his thoughts on all that went on this weekend. A huge sports weekend, really. Blues playoff matchup now set. Cardinals losing 2 of 3. And, of course, the Masties as well. All of that coming your way here from 10 to noon. And then from noon to 3, Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlowe, they are down at Patio's. Bill DeWitt III will be there. And Patio's is starting their lunch special, lunch under $10. They will have burgers. They will have ribs. It's all at Patio's. So if you're in the downtown area, head to Patio's for the midday grind and those great lunch specials. And finally, even though today sucks, the weather the rest of the week is going to be outstanding, and now is the time to get the 590 The Fan KFNS Gateway Golf Card. Your chance at big savings throughout the 2017 golf season. Cards are on sale now at InsideSTL.com. Users receive 4 18-hole rounds with cart, 1 9-hole round with cart, and 2 large buckets of practice range balls. Over $250 in golf value for just $125. You can play Tapawingo, Aberdeen, the Quarry at Crystal Springs, Belk Park, and more. Tee times can be made anytime Monday through Friday and afternoon on the weekend. Save over 50% of golf on golf this spring and summer with the KFNS Gateway Golf Card on sale now at InsideSTL.com. Time for us to shut it down. Ben Fred, you're in how many times this week?
I think four.
Four. All right. Ben Fred back. Jennings Jr. going to be in as well. The Plowhawk / Plow Wild. And Iggy and the Seamaster will be here as well. So for the Plow Wild, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Ben Fredrickson, and for Douglas Elvin Vaughn and Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.